Hello and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shea Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional. And welcome back to another edition of New Retirement Radio with Prout Financial Design in Traverse City, starring Mr. Dennis Prout. Good morning, sir.
It's good. Yes. Check, check, check.
Check.
Great, great to be here. Thank you, Ron. On a Thursday morning, 1/21/21, as Ron so assiduously stated just before the show.
From one of our texters.
We'll take it.
And
excellent. Thank you.
The wonderful Heidi Thompson is in from the Prout Financial Design office.
Oh, thank you, Ron.
Welcome back.
It's fun to be here. It is fun to be here. We look forward to this at prepping on even Monday. We get excited about being with WTCM on Thursdays and really appreciate the kind comments we get from listeners, mostly kind. Dennis, you need to change your hairdo. You look terrible on the radio. Well, you know, I can't help it. What are you going to do? Today we're talking about retirement planning and its components. We actually have a quiz from the American College of Financial Services, which Heidi is an esteemed part of. Through the you're getting your another designation.
That's right. I'm still working on my designation. It's a three-part designation, and it's the RICP, which is the Retirement Income Certified Professional.
Hmm. And you've completed two of those, correct?
I've completed two. I've got one more to go.
Awesome. So. And then we also have an announcement regarding Mr. Ed Slott too.
Right, and it was funny because we were looking at this material and then we noticed this article coming out about Ed Slott has just joined the faculty at the American College. He's going to participate in that RICP program, which is pretty exciting. And I will say that being a member of his Master Elite Advisor program has been invaluable to me and really helped me jump ahead with some of the studying because so many of these things he goes in depth in explaining and helps me put those pieces together a little bit easier.
Aretha Franklin had a song about that, didn't she? Was it R-I-C-P? Don't know what it means to me.
Yeah, well, R-I-C-P. It's a little different.
Oh, it's a little different. Okay. I was thinking some. Never mind.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, that totally just.
But maybe we could use that song as our school song or something.
Yeah, there you go. I can't think what she was actually saying.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Respect us.
It works.
All right. So the questions from the American College on retirement income, the retirement income survey. Are extremely interesting. So let's go to the American College Center for Retirement Income Literacy Survey. And we've asked Ron and Colleen to join with us in these questions. So the first one we're going to cover is this one is not true and false, but I thought it was extremely interesting. All right, here we go. A 25% negative single-year return. So the market down by 25% in a retirement portfolio would have the biggest impact on long-term retirement security if it occurs 15 years before retirement, 15 years after retirement begins. Next, the timing doesn't matter. Or at retirement, at which point would it have the most impact or most negative impact? 15 years prior to retirement, 15 years after, the timing doesn't matter, or at retirement?
After.
After retirement, you say?
I'm going to say at.
At Colleen Wins.
Oh.
Colleen Wins. At retirement.
At retirement.
At retirement.
That's a dicey time, you know.
In 9 and 10, not referencing the TV station, but in 2009 and 10, when you heard jokingly people having to, you know, talking about having to go back to work at Walmart part-time or whatever, that's the retirement portfolios that were impacted that negatively by the stock market.
But don't you look at it and say, well, okay, it'll bounce back. We can still retire. We're not going to not retire just because we took a little hit there. We know it'll build back up, right?
That's interesting.
Based on history.
It depends on where they're drawing the income from and if they've set it up properly in terms of where to draw it. If you're drawing from that roller coaster, that's when it has its most negative impact. If you're trying to draw income from a portfolio totally tied to the stock market, that's where the problems arise.
Right, because if you're drawing a monthly income, Ron, say you're drawing $1,000 a month, if the market's down 25%, you have to sell more shares to get to that $1,000 that you have to take out.
Okay.
And if that is where you start, you're that attrition, you start out with that attrition, so even when the market bumps back, you're bumping back from a lower amount.
Right.
So
you've had to take a significantly greater amount from that portfolio, just locking in those losses through that period of time.
So yeah. Colleen gets that one.
She does.
All right.
Next question, number six, Heidi, if you would.
Okay. A 65-year-old man has an average life expectancy of approximately an additional 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 25 years, and I'll give you the fifth answer is I don't know. So that's
one of the first four are correct.
10 years.
10 max, yeah.
Really?
Wow. Wow. 75, isn't...
you guys are going to be surprised. Mm-hmm. It's 20 years.
I'm happy to hear that.
That's not the official life expectancy, 85, though. Isn't that what you mean within your financial
it's average.
World?
It's average life expectancy,
like
Ron.
85?
Ron.
Yes.
Ron.
Yes.
We're all well above average, including all of those in our listening audience.
Right.
So, seriously, it's partially tongue-in-cheek. The average life expectancy is about age 83 for a 65-year-old. So this is one of the ones we were hedging on. It's like, okay, that's a little bit. But it's what we guessed 20 years and got that one correct.
Wow.
But they're saying it's 20. So when you obviously, as you age, your life expectancy increases.
I'm going to look that one up. I'm sorry. That's what I do. I fact check. All right, go ahead. What else do you have there?
It's surprising, isn't it? So the next one. The next eight. True or false, the death benefit from a life insurance policy owned by an individual, we'd just say Ron Jolly owns a life insurance policy, is the proceeds at your death income tax free?
Yes.
What do you say? What do you say, Colleen? Is it income tax free?
I don't know. I'm going to hope yes.
There you are. It's true.
It's true. We each get a point.
Yes, you both get 100% on
no
that
No income
question.
Tax taken out of the death benefit or insurance, life insurance benefit.
Correct.
Yep.
Right. No tax. No tax.
Okay.
14 next, Heidi.
Is that put a, we should 12. Put an asterisk by the say. No 12. Tax for now.
Today.
Today. Okay. To no tax today. Yeah, that's good, Colleen.
It depends. If the pipeline gets hooked back up, and then it'll be tax-free. If it's not, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, right.
Okay the next 12, question.
Sorry.
Although a minimum distribution will not be required or was not required in 2020, distributions from an IRA generally must be made every year once an individual has attained the age of, and so these are those RMDs that we talk about, the required minimum distribution. Is it 55, 59 and a half, 65, 70 and a half, or 72?
70 and a half is my guess.
No, I'm going to say 65.
It is 72. That was one of the
provisions
of the Secure Act.
Trick question. Trick question.
Yeah.
It was.
It's good to know this stuff, though. This is more evidence that we all need professional help with our finances.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
True or false, a retiree who is working part-time can generally continue to contribute to an IRA or Roth IRA. A retiree working part-time can generally continue to contribute to an IRA or Roth IRA. True or false?
True.
True.
Excellent. You guys score.
All right.
Score. He scores. Who said the gentleman who says that for the hockey team?
He scores.
He scores. I can't think of who that is.
There's an old joke, though. They say, you know who the all-time scoring leader is in hockey? And people say, yeah, Gretzky or Howe. And you say, no, Schutze. And people say, I never heard of Schutze. And he goes, sure you have. Schutze scores.
In any sport.
Right, oh, that's a good one.
He did it again. 18?
18. Yeah. So this is an example. Sarah is single, age 65, and takes a reverse mortgage with a lump sum payment. When does that loan have to be repaid? When she attains age 75? When she takes on any other loan? When she is permanently leaving the home, or whenever the mortgage company wants it back?
When she permanently leaves the home is my guess.
I just gave that away.
Yeah, I guess I'll say that, but I don't really know. I was going to say as soon as possible.
No, that's a reverse mortgage allows the person to use the equity in their home and they get the money from the bank, and then they do not need to pay that back until they permanently leave the home. So for those that need a lump sum, maybe health care costs or some unanticipated costs, they can use that equity in their home that way.
Do you know what happens if they take that money for the home and then they pass away relatively soon after that? Does the home go to the mortgage company, or do the heirs have any right to the home?
Oh, the heirs certainly do, but they do on liquidation have to pay that mortgage back.
So they'll pay it back and get
a
little
debt off
the
on
top.
On the proceeds of the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Sure. 21, true or false? Medicare supplement insurance policies are most commonly purchased to cover the deductibles and copays that are charged under Medicare Parts A and B. So, Medicare supplement insurance policies most commonly purchased to cover deductibles charged under Medicare Parts A and B. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Deductibles. I'll say true.
Colleen wins.
Ah.
True. That's what they're for.
You Those are Medigap policies.
Wow. Medigap policies, which Laverna periodically comes in and talks.
So your deductible is, say, $5,000, and you don't want to pay that, so you pay another policy to pay that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's all from the government. Why don't they just lower your deductible?
Right.
Well, because they're already in deep financial doo-doo. Okay. That's the bottom right. line there.
All right, Colleen's ahead.
All righty. Another true or false question. The total out-of-pocket medical cost for a married couple in retirement is relatively consistent from retiree to retiree.
So out-of-pocket costs for medical care, relatively consistent between retirees? True or false?
False.
False.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Hey.
Good job. I think we should ask this question. What is the proportion of the population that's going to need assistance with activities of daily living, long-term care, at some point? What percentage of the power proportion of the population, we could just say percentage because that's what we're referencing, is it 10%, 25%, 50%, or 70%? At some point in their lives, they'll need assistance with activities of daily living.
I'll say 50. Eating.
I say 70.
Ron wins.
Booyah! 70%. Now we're tied.
I'm so competitive. I haven't even kept track.
This is actually, Colleen's ahead by one.
This is getting tense around here. Okay, Heidi, 25.
Okay. Nationally, who provides the majority of long-term care services? Family members? Nursing homes, assisted living facilities, or hospitals?
Wow.
I'll say family.
Who provides the majority of
long-term care services? Majority of long-term care services is provided by?
Family, assisted living, hospitals, or something
else. Nursing homes.
I guess I say family.
Good job.
Yeah.
You both get it right.
All right.
Yep.
All right, let's ask one more, and then we'll go to a break, shall we?
Yep.
All right, true or false, Medicare typically pays for the cost of a nursing home in the first year. Medicare. First year for nursing home costs, first year.
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I'm going to say false also.
Great.
Mm-hmm. All right.
It's up to 90 days and you're out on your own.
Can you tell we've been paying attention to this stuff lately?
Yes, I have indeed. Yeah, that's a key component. Not fun. Not fun to know that one.
Yep.
But it is a fact.
But it's important to know.
You bet it is. So, Heidi, next question.
Okay, next question is a true or false question. So, buying a single company stock usually provides a safer return than a stock mutual fund. True or false, Ron?
False.
Yep, false also.
Score. Oh, you guys both it correct.
Good job.
Telling you.
All right, number 30, historically. No, that's not the one. So
oh, it's
that's
31.
Not the one I want. I don't want 31. 31, sorry. True or false? Exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, generally have higher expenses than actively managed mutual funds. True or false?
Say that one again, please.
Exchange-traded funds, or mutual funds, ETFs, generally have higher expenses internally than actively managed mutual funds.
I don't know, so I'm going to say yes. True.
Okay.
Well, I'll say false, because I don't know.
Colleen.
Colleen comes through.
There you go.
All right. Okay. We just have a couple left. A single person who is likely to live to age 90 is generally going to be better off claiming Social Security benefits at which age? 62, 66, 70, or 75?
75. 72.
That's not
that's
one
not
of the choices.
What are the choices again? How do you say those?
62, 66, 70, and 75.
70.
Oh, that's a close one. I think it's 72, but for the sake of disagreement, I'll say 75.
Oh, you should have stayed with your original thought.
That's always 70. The case, but I thought I'd shake things up a little bit.
Let's see.
There you go.
Social Security benefit, that monthly benefit, does not increase after the age of 70. So there's no benefit waiting to 75.
Yeah.
That's in fact, you can't wait that long. They insist you'll have to take it at age 70.
They come to your door and they say, here, take this money.
Still alive.
Dennis has the last question.
36. According to the Social Security Administration, around 2023, I'm going to word this a bit more succinctly for us here. Shall we do that?
Yes.
According to the Social Security Administration, around the year 2033 is when they will have funds to pay for approximately what percent of promised benefits? So the Social Security Administration in about the year 2033 will have funds internal to pay for approximately what percent of promised benefits? All right, and here are the options: 0%, 25%, 50%, or 75% of benefits.
And that's what they will have.
What are the choices?
Because
again?
By then, it will have been, it's been...
I'm going to say 70% unless you...
The choices are 0, 25, 50, and 75.
Oh, 75, I'll say. Or the answer is 0, meaning they'll have no money. They'll only be drawing from the money that's paid in by current workers. That's the only money. They'll have none
tricky.
On hand. So I'll say 0. I'll switch to 0.
You're switching to 0. Okay,
yep.
Ron. And you, Colleen?
Oh, I was going to say 0 also, but it feels kind of extreme. But I'll say it anyway.
Okay. Well, you're both wrong there.
75.
It's 75% is correct because you got part of it right, even though that wasn't in the answer here. But it's the tax revenues that are coming in that will then pay the benefits to the current retirees.
So they won't have
75%.
The money, they'll be collecting it, but right. they'll only have enough to pay us 75%.
Yeah, 75% in 2033. Now, that's way out there. I mean, that's not something that we have
just
to worry about.
Just about when I retire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. So it's, yeah, it's about 12 years away. This is 2021 after all. Mm. Given that's the case, they need to do something.
Something.
Because the Social Security Trust Fund is being depleted on a yearly basis to cover the balance of payments. Because those balance of payments are expanding dramatically because of the baby boom generation.
So more people retiring, taking the money out, fewer people working, putting money in.
No, those boomers.
I know. It's all their fault.
You're listening to New Retirement Radio. Brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
And I'm the other financial advisor, Heidi Thompson.
And I'm Shay Pataja. I put the fun in financial.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM News Talk 580. Prout Financial Design is in the studio. That is Mr. Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner, and Ms. Heidi Thompson, who I know is the office manager.
And I'm a financial advisor.
A financial advisor.
Yep.
And soon to be a...
RICP, I
an
hope.
An RICP. Soon to be. Making progress.
You bet. You bet. Thank you, Ron. By the way, just for the record, who won the quiz question?
Colleen won by, according to my scorekeeping, 2 points somehow. Right. She won the
quiz.
Good job, Colleen.
All right.
Which doesn't mean you should trust me with your money, though.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. Asterisk.
That's great. These are interesting questions, and they're not gimme questions. According to stats, most who take it get about 80 to 85% of them wrong.
Really?
So, yeah, it's important to make ourselves aware of this sort of thing. So that's why we appreciate the listeners. Now, do we have the Shay stats yet, Ron? Or are we going to have a Heidi stat morning this morning?
We may be having a Heidi stats morning this morning.
All right, let's do that, Heidi. Go for it, please.
Okay, year one in the White House. This year, 2021, is the first year of Joe Biden's first four-year presidential term. The S&P 500 has been positive on a total return basis during just 13 of the last 23 presidential first years.
Oh.
First years dating back to 1929, but has been up 8 of the last 9 first years. The average performance for the S&P 500 during the last 23 presidential first years has been a gain of 7.7%. And that's from BTN Research. Sort of interesting.
If that bears out, I mean, that'd be nice to see.
It would.
S&P has just been on fire. You
know. It has been since the election.
Okay, our next one is
The 2016 election or the just most recent?
The most recent one.
Since November.
2020.
But on a bigger scale for the last, it's just, if you look at the graph, it's just like a big
amazing
ramp going up.
Since March of 2009.
But since November, too, also on fire.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, up about 13%.
Sorry, Heidi, I interrupted.
No worries there. So they own it now. Banks foreclosed on 50,238 homes nationwide in 2020. That's down 65% from 143,955 foreclosures in 2019 and down 78% from foreclosures in 2018. The worst single year of foreclosures in U.S. history was 1,050,500 in calendar year of, Dennis?
2010.
That's
correct.
What I would guess. Yes.
And that is from the ATTCM Data Solutions.
I cheated. I'd seen that. I was actually kind of surprised at 10. I thought it was going to be 09, but yeah.
Yeah. Probably took a while to catch up as people. Okay, the top 10 and everyone else. The top 10% of U.S. taxpayers in the tax year 2018 made at least $152,000 in adjusted gross income, or AGI, and received 48% of all AGI nationwide. They paid 71% of all federal income tax collected for the 2018 tax year. The bottom 90%.
What percentage did they pay?
They paid 71%
they paid. Of all federal income taxes were paid by the
top 10%.
Interesting. Yeah.
The bottom 90% of U.S. taxpayers in the tax year 2018 made less than $152,000 in AGI and received 52% of all AGI nationwide and paid 29% of all federal income taxes, and that source is the IRS.
So the 70-30 mix, 70% of the 70% of all federal income tax was collected by the top 10% of income earners. 30% of federal income tax was collected by the bottom 90% of all income earners.
All righty. I have one more here. A loan or a grant. The third portion of the Paycheck Protection Program, or the PPP loan program, began last Monday on January 11th of 2021. The first two PPP programs loaned out $522 billion, while the third installment will lend out as much as $284 billion to first-time business borrowers and some small business as repeat borrowers. And that comes from the Paycheck Protection Program itself. So that third installment that we talked about last week or the week before is what they're referencing.
Yeah. It's up and running.
Mm-hmm. So some of those don't have to pay back, though, right? If they kept their employees paid or working, it becomes a grant. Then,
right.
They're forgivable. Yes.
Loan forgiveness there.
And not taxable.
And not taxable.
Correct.
Yep. Which will help some people out there, especially those small business owners.
A gift from your grandson in Wisconsin.
There you go. Well, he also sent me a picture of them catching, he and his father and our granddaughter catching a pike out on the lake, whatever lake that was in Wisconsin. So they're out there enjoying themselves for sure. It's lots of fun. Did we have a phone call earlier?
No, we don't. We did, but we don't know. I don't know what happened there.
So the information from the class, Retirement Planning Today, we wanted to share a bit of that because I thought it would be helpful and just to discuss some of the things that you might want to be thinking about. Many of today's retirees retire at a younger age, enjoy a longer period of good health and increased lifespan, look forward to spending more than a quarter of their lives in retirement. Mm. A quarter. Mm. Prioritize an active, independent, purposeful lifestyle. We're having trouble talking here this morning.
Well.
And view retirement as a new, fulfilling chapter of life. Now, what's interesting further on is the stats on Americans retiring early. This page always surprises me, and indeed it just did as I was reviewing this last evening by the fire. Are you financially prepared to weather an unexpectedly early retirement? The planned retirement age for those asked about retirement, when are you going to retire? 14% of those surveyed thought they'd retire before age 60.
Ooh.
What is the reality? What actually happened for those before age 60 when they actually retired? How many or what percentage? I see we have a phone call. We'll answer that just in a moment. What percentage of the population actually retired before the age of 60? So of those polled,
eight.
14%. The actual percentage, 37%.
Hello.
No kidding.
Wow. How did they do that?
Are you one of the 67% of workers who plan to work to age 65 or beyond? Would it surprise you to know that 72% of surveyed Americans didn't even make it to age 65? 72% of the workforce retire before the age of 75, where they actually thought, when polled, that same populace thought it would be about 33%. So wow. More than double the percent of those in reality had to retire for whatever reason. Health, they said, forget it, I'm done, for whatever reason.
Pandemic.
70-plus percent.
But 37% of the people retired before 60.
Yes. Yes.
More than one
in three. Only when they were polled, 14% said they thought they would retire before age 60.
Man.
Yeah.
And that's something to think about in planning, from a planning side, is you think you're going to work longer, but in actuality, people are retiring early. So you want to take that into account as to when you start looking at that pretty seriously.
Yes.
Maybe they were lottery winners.
Powerball.
I hear that you could almost win a billion these days if you went after it.
Friday, right? I think it is, the Omega, is $970 million.
Wow. Well, we could just call it a billion, can't we? I wonder what the actual lump sum is going to be.
After tax.
Yeah. It's radical. Did we have a phone call?
Yes, we have from Elk Rapids, Michigan. We have Sandy for Prout Financial Design. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
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 Just a simple question. My sister will be 66 the end of March, and she's wondering if she starts the Social Security, can she still work and make as much as she can, or does she have to make a certain amount?
The without having to take a cut in her benefits, it's going to depend on first when her full retirement age is, or FRA. She's close to it right now.
What is?
Full retirement age. Full retirement age. All right. So she'll want to find out when that is. And she'll also want to check with the Social Security Administration, because the income that you're allowed to earn between approximately the age of 62 and 66 is about $21,000 or so before you have to start taking a cut in your benefits. All right?
It is a little more in the year that you actually
turn your full retirement. Between, this year. So she'll have some more capacity to have earnings and collect her benefits, but you'll want to check with Social Security Administration to make certain that she's not going to take a cut in her benefits for having done that, okay?
At that age, she still has to...
Well, she's close, but she'll want to check with the Social Security Administration on that.
Well, what... I thought you had a set age, like, 62 or 65...
It's graduated now. The full retirement age for those born in 1965, 66 is actually 67, but it's been graduated by months here. So right now, the full retirement age for those who are 66 or in that range is usually 66 in a few months, okay? Does that make more sense?
It does.
Excellent.
Okay, well, I'll tell her.
Great.
She's worried about it. And she.
That's a good thing to think about. You bet.
Yeah.
She'll want to check into it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thanks, Sandy, and Elk Rapids. And we go, oh.
And once you hit full retirement age, there you can earn whatever you want, and it will not reduce your benefits. So
okay.
That's a key point.
Full retirement age is a good number to know.
Okay.
Yes. FRA, as they refer to it. Full retirement age. We have another question.
We do. Marlene from Bel Air is on the line for Prout Financial Design. Good morning, Marlene.
Good morning. I just had a question. I know you were talking about when they were quizzing Colleen and Ron. Mm-hmm. The last question, I believe it was, is does Medicare pay for the whole year of, was it?
Of long-term care.
Right. Yes, and you said no. I couldn't hear what the answer was. So
the answer is a maximum of 90 days.
Ooh.
That's actually...
What a rip.
That's one way to put it. So succinctly, yes, indeed.
Just be direct.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, that's right. It's it's a tough world out there in some respects still.
All right. Thank you very much, Marlene in Bel Air. And by the way, as of now, the jackpot for Mega Millions on Friday is $970 million. And if you go with the cash option, mm-hmm. before taxes, it's $716.3 million. Then your taxes are taken out, and I think it's Fed only. So I always say rough, 40% or something, I just estimate.
Mm-hmm. It'd be the top tax bracket, so 40 to 42%. So we can just say about 280 to 300 grand. So rounding off, maybe
you say like 450
to 500 million dollars.
So if you win, Ron, you definitely should talk to your financial advisor just to make sure.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.